I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Today, 2 years after former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was thrown from office, protesters clashed with police at the presidential palace, protesting the policies of Mubarak's elected successor, Mohamed Morsi, as they've been doing for weeks. Hundreds of policemen are also taking to the streets, demanding they not be used as a tool for political oppression and fearing a public backlash after the violent crackdowns on anti-government protests. Cairo's Tahrir Square is also still a focus of protests, but recently it's become notorious for sexual assaults. The BBC's Alim Makbul reports.
It happens so frequently and so openly these days. On the internet, you can even see mobile phone footage of women in Tahrir Square being suddenly surrounded by dozens of men and being carried away as they're groped and assaulted. It happened to 24-year-old Sharouk Alatar.
I felt unsafe to walk around in the street. I spent like 3-4 days in home alone, just thinking about it. And of course, I was very down then. It was like crying and why is this happening to me?
A shocking number of women are asking the same question. In a single day in January, 22 serious sexual assaults were reported in Tahrir Square. Since then, hundreds marched through Cairo, calling for the attacks to stop.
Well, it is an indication of just how bad things are, that people trying to highlight the issue of sexual assaults against women have themselves been attacked and assaulted at demonstrations just like this one.
Over recent years, Egyptian women have become used to sexual harassment, particularly in large crowds. Eid holidays in downtown Cairo had become particularly hazardous. Now it appears protest gatherings in Tahrir Square, the home of the country's revolution, have become the big draw for young Egyptian men and boys wanting to leer, harass, and now even carry out assaults. We found some hanging around close to the square. If you're here and you see a girl dressed in an indecent way, what are you going to do? Said one. You can't help it. We're depressed, we can't find jobs and money. What else do you expect? These young men admitted they went to the square to look at women, and though they didn't admit to being involved in serious assaults, their manner suggested they saw no problem in harassing girls. They even found the issue of rape something of a joke. If women don't want it, they shouldn't wear tight clothes and shouldn't come here, one told us. Clearly a social problem that's got well out of hand and that's not been dealt with. But is there something even more sinister at play? Sharouk Alatar, a victim of assault as she attended a demonstration against the Muslim Brotherhood, thinks so.
It happened to me because many people think that women are weak enough to be attacked. And at the same time, there's this theory when you want to break some society, maybe, or so you start with women, because when you do this to women, men will get afraid. And I think it's organized all the time. It's not by accident. It's not by mistake when most people think.
Essam El-Erian, the vice chairman of the Muslim Brotherhood's political wing, strenuously denies any involvement of the authorities in organising attacks to deter women from attending protests, as some allege.
We are against any assault, especially sexual assaults. Our religion, Christianity and Islam, prevent us from such. And I think Tahrir Square is under and captured by the revolutionists, or some of them, and they are responsible about any case of sexual assault.
And there is a security vacuum in Tahrir Square since protesters took control of it in November. Vigilante groups have started to operate to protect women, but with limited success. And even if police were present, respect for the rule of law appears to be something that's suffered since the revolution. The instability and insecurity that exists in Egypt is having a very direct impact on women in the very place that was supposed to symbolise the freedom of all Egyptians. And there are few signs the issue's being taken seriously.
The BBC's Alim Makbul reporting from Cairo. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back in just 30 seconds, the state of climate change and the State of the Union coming up here and now.